A man's guide to wearing a bracelet. Is there such a thing as too many bracelets on a guy?
Sure there is.
Let's put it this way, if one arm packs so much metal you rattle like a cheap slot machine, my friend, you are wearing too many bracelets. But on the flip side, in this men's guide to wearing bracelets, we want to address those guys who won't even consider bracelets as an option. There are a variety of reasons. For example, some guys just don't see bracelets as manly. This, of course, is far from the truth. Many men throughout history, mighty warriors and kings, wore bracelets to symbolize status and wealth. Then there are the guys, which is usually the majority, who just don't know how to wear bracelets properly. In this guide on how to wear bracelet for guys, we will show you some of the reasons that you should consider this accessory. We will also show you the best ways to wear a bracelet so you don't fall into the trap of too much or too little. Let's get to it. Why wear a bracelet? In truth, there's no need to wear a bracelet. But like nice smelling cologne, some quality dress shoes, you don't need to wear a bracelet, but boy does it level up your style when you do. Then there's the je ne sais quoi factor. Bracelets allow people to see your personality and style. Suddenly that pair of jeans and white t-shirt doesn't seem so ordinary, and you're standing out from the crowd. Good accessories are great conversation starters. Someone sees your studded leather wrap bracelet, and suddenly you're knee-deep in a conversation about motorbikes or road trips. Perhaps that hand-painted wooden bead bracelet that you wear at the beach lights up a conversation about Mexican art. The point is, a sense of individuality draws people to you, which is never a bad thing. There are some bracelets that have very noble beginnings. Several years back, firefighters began to wear paracord bracelets. These rope-type bracelets can allow a person to carry several feet of parachute cord with ease, hence why they were so vital for firefighters. Today, these bracelets have taken a more fashion-conscious route, and are worn by all types of men. However, this does not mean they cannot be utilized for the intended use. So in this case, wearing bracelets can actually have a practical purpose. Types of bracelets for guys. Men's rope bracelets. These types of bracelets are usually inexpensive and colorful. The rope bracelet is an excellent option when you want to bring a splash of color to an outfit. As bracelets go, this type is definitely on the casual side, and just doesn't look right with anything smart. If you happen to be wearing a suit or smarter attire, go for bracelet with beads or precious stones. The rope bracelet is in its element at beaches, festivals, or simply when you want to look good while relaxing. Experiment with colors and thickness. Bear in mind that if you want to wear more than one, mix and match rope bracelets with other types such as leather or beaded. Also note that this type of bracelet does not have any real closure, so if you tie it too tight you will need to cut through it to get it off. While bracelets types don't necessarily have a season, the rope bracelet does fit very well with the summer vibe. A good example of this are hemp rope bracelets, which are classic accessory for surfer dudes or beach lovers. So if you like a touch of rustic, you can rely on bracelets made of rope. It probably won't be a bracelet you will wear in years to come, but it does give a nice injection of color when needed. Metal bracelets. The metal bracelet is the seriously stylish choice for men. This bracelet can even be seen as formal in a certain sense. Whether gold or silver, pair this with a nice suit, or some crisp white shirt and chinos, and you are telling the world you mean business. A beautiful metal bracelet is great for mature men who want a bracelet that isn't frivolous and is discreet. Like a watch, the metal bracelet, when done right, can be a status symbol in itself. However, too many gold bracelets, particularly on one arm, can come off as tacky and even cheap. If you do want to wear a chunkier metal bracelet, then forego the watch and wear no more than two on an arm. The beauty of a bracelet in silver, gold, or even stainless steel, is that it will match other bracelets perfectly. For a more casual look, experiment with metal and leather or even beads. Leather bracelets for men. Certainly the type of bracelet with the most variants. Choose from solid and simple, sophisticated, braided, or even in a conspicuous punk style, every leather type is possible. The latter kind is ideally matched with some heavy boots, slightly ripped jeans and a simple black t-shirt. If you prefer a more simple style of leather bracelet, pair it up on the same wrist that your wristwatch is worn. Ideally, you should make sure that the leather of the bracelet matches the color of the watch. Some of the advantages of a leather bracelet are: affordability, they are usually very durable, perfectly matches with any other bracelet. Furthermore, since they usually come in black or brown, they look good with everything and any outfit. A leather bracelet can look good in the office or at the club without any problems. If you want an elegant but informal look, for example to meet an old client you have known for years, you can wear a thin braided leather bracelet. This is subtle and not too flashy. Looking forward to a night out? Go bigger and layer them up. This is where multi-layered leather bracelets, or even studded ones, come into their own. Beaded bracelets. One of the more popular choices in recent years, and rightly so. I love them myself. You can find beaded bracelets in many different materials and colors. There are some natural ones in wood, precious stones, plastic, and even lava rock. With beaded bracelets you have maximum freedom, because there is no limit to the styles you can find on the market. They come in various colors, sizes, materials, so there is plenty of space for experimentation. But pay attention to the size of the beads. If they are too big, the bracelet will be much more informal, and you will be less able to wear it with other bracelets. In the case of small beads, they will look great whether with a casual business outfit or a suit, jacket, and tie. Always remember with any accessory, make it look natural and let everything flow. Whoever sees you should think you are just effortlessly stylish, rather than someone who wants to slap everyone across the face with their fashion statements. Coming back to the bracelets with beads and stones, you can wear a black one with a formal dress, or a colored one with a casual business outfit, that is with a set that is elegant but informal. A touch of color is never bad, if you do it tastefully and without exaggeration. How to wear bracelets for guys. Some practical rules. Which wrist to wear a bracelet? Preferably you should wear your bracelet on the wrist where you don't have a watch. This avoids any rubbing of metals and damage. If you are not wearing a watch, then wear your bracelet on your dominant hand. Of course, this rule is not set in stone, but more my personal advice. How many bracelets should a man wear? Well, as I mentioned before, no one should hear your jewelry before they see you. But that being said, like most things, style is subjective and personal. For instance, you'll see creative types with arms full of assorted bracelets and they pull it off effortlessly. On the other hand, a more conservative looking guy will come off as trying too hard or gaudy if they attempt the same thing. So our advice would be to start off with just one or two bracelets. This will enhance your look and add a dash of panache. If you do happen to be the type that prefers more bracelets, try mixing bracelets for an eye-catching contrast. You could go for beaded bracelets and leather combination, or try a lighter bracelets with darker clothing and vice versa. What bracelets to wear with a watch? Notions of matching your watch and bracelet is really not necessary, after all it's the contrast that often makes jewelry pop. It should be said that your bracelet should not be bigger or chunkier than your watch. So if you have a more substantial watch, go for more subtle bracelets. This could come in the form of a thin braided leather rope bracelet, beaded bracelets, or a metal cuff bracelet. The point is never to eclipse your watch with your bracelet or have it dominate your outfit in general. Bracelets over sleeves. This should be said right now, in no case should you wear the bracelet over the shirt. This is an absolute no-go. It looks wrong and sloppy, and can frankly make the wearer look clueless about style. However, as always, rules may be broken in certain circumstances. But when you first start wearing men's bracelets, it's best to follow the rules, at least until you understand ways of combining bracelets. How should a bracelet fit on your wrist? Men's bracelets usually come in at around 7.5 to 9 inches, the most common size for a guy's bracelet is 8 inches. It's imperative that you get the bracelet size right. That hefty metal bracelet sliding up and down your arm is going to get annoying pretty fast. So one rule of thumb is, anything with significant weight should be closely fitted to your arm. In the case of lighter bracelets like the rope or a braided leather bracelet, you can go a little looser if you like. If you are someone with bigger wrists, opt for styles where there is a tie closure like a rope bracelet, or some leather bracelets. Link closures are also a good choice.